Cruz declares, Vance leads, and a presidential son quietly lob his state AGs. With the 2028 presidential race beginning to take shape in August 2026, Ted Cruz has publicly declared his intention to seek the presidency, entering a field where Vice President J.D. Vance already commands 32% support among Republican primary voters, according to McLaughlin and Associates polling. As an incumbent vice president with the backing of a base popular administration, Vance holds structural advantages that historically favor the sitting number two, but historical precedent also shows the party faithful have repeatedly rejected anointed successors. Cruz's entry is further complicated by the peculiar arc of his relationship with Trump, which traveled from the extraordinary hostility of the 2016 primary, during which Trump attacked Cruz's wife and suggested his father was involved in the Kennedy assassination, to a years-long posture of public loyalty. Republicans are also privately expressing skepticism about Trump's reported plan to hold a midterm convention in Dallas. The concern at its core is strategic. A large-scale presidential-style rally event risks nationalizing individual House races in ways that could disadvantage candidates in competitive districts who need room to localize their campaigns and differentiate from the national party brand. The members voicing private reservations are likely those in the most competitive seats. A less publicized story with significant implications involves Donald Trump Jr., reportedly lobbying Republican attorneys general privately to refrain from regulating prediction markets, platforms where participants place financial bets on the outcomes of elections and political events. These platforms have grown substantially in prominence since 2024 and face serious unresolved questions about whether they constitute unregistered gambling operations, their susceptibility to manipulation, and their effects on political information environments. Without full disclosure of Trump Jr.'s financial relationships with prediction market operators, the nature of his interest is difficult to evaluate, but the structure of a presidential family member quietly pressing state-level legal officers on specific regulatory questions would generate significant attention if it involved a Democratic political dynasty. Rounding out the week's accountability stories, RFK Jr. abruptly walked out of a public event when reporters began questioning him about kratom donations. Kratom, a plant-derived substance with opioid-like properties sold in supplement form, has been in FDA regulatory limbo for years. For someone serving in a health-adjacent capacity in the current administration and whose public brand rests on challenging pharmaceutical and regulatory orthodoxy, walking out rather than engaging with legitimate oversight questions is a notable choice.